Well, hello, 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 everybody. It is AP Empowers, your girl. I apologize. Let me just really sincerely apologize, guys. I've been a little MIA. I've been a little busy. I've been a lot busy, and it's a great thing. It's a great feeling. Haven't talked to you guys since our July event. We did have a When Women Lead Networking Social in July, and right now I'm in the planning stages here. To try to get one for either October or very early November. And I'm actually leaning more towards November because guess what, guys? I don't know if you've noticed or not, but we are in September, okay? We are almost at that final quarter of 2022. And like I said to you guys in the beginning of 2022 ain't got nothing for you unless you out here trying to go get it. And your girl, AP Empowers, is definitely out here trying to get mine. Hence the reason why I've been busy. I've been active. I've been on the move. I've been traveling a ton, which you guys know I love to do. A little business and pleasure. I always find some pleasure even when I'm traveling for business. Because that's just me. That's my personality. And I'm going to go get mine. So anyway, I'm glad you guys are tuned in today. Excuse me. I'm glad you guys are tuned in today. Today I got a little conversation with you guys about frustration, but I wanted to tell you and share with you guys a little bit about what I've had going on. As far as I'm a part of a couple of new organizations now, guys, and that's also keeping me busy. But you guys know that Coach with Pride is definitely still out doing our speaking and our training. If you need a speaker or a trainer, I'm really trying to finalize this final quarter of 2022, because if God blesses me the way that I need to be blessed, I may just be able to take December off again. And that's always my plan, because December is just such a loving, family oriented month. And you know, I want to basically do what I need to do to make sure that I am, you know, giving my all to my family and my loved ones and those that I want to surround myself with 24/7, right? So trying to make sure that those things get taken care of and whatnot. So I don't know if I'll be able to you know, get with you guys in December or not. But if you need to book me for October, November, I need you to reach out to me at Angela@coachwithpride.com. CWP Sports Consulting, guys, we kind of definitely are still on the hiatus. I thought we were going to get rolling again. My husband's schedule is just really, really hectic. And we're trying to, and we got a lot of moving parts right now, even in our family dynamics. So y'all just bear with us. I mean, we're still out here helping people and whatnot, but we've not been able to do our podcast. Because we've really not been able to sit down together and you know, just get one going. But there's a lot of things going on in sports, and I'm trying to keep you guys abreast on social media. So if you're following our social media platforms, that's Recruiting Gems on Instagram. That is CWP Sports Talk on Facebook. So go over and hit us up. Everything does go through Coach Pride on Twitter. So you'll see a little bit about CWP Sports Consulting. You'll see Coach with Pride. You'll see AP Empowers. You'll see all of that on Twitter. I just kind of house everything there. But like I said, guys, looking forward to another When Women Lead Networking Social. Actually looking for a location. So if you have a location here in the upstate of South Carolina, please reach out to me so I can get with you and so we can have a successful event when I do decide to kick it off, whether it's late October or early November. But I'm looking for, I loved seeing the ladies that came out in July. So thankful for them. I'm so excited. I've had several speaking engagements in between then and now, and got some more coming up. So I'm also working on some new ventures with some different people, guys. Got a lot of irons in the fire, and you guys know me. I try to keep it rolling. These things keep me young. They keep me healthy. This past weekend, though, I was able to attend the BGR, that is Black Girls Run Sweat With Your Soul Conference. OMG, it was phenomenal. Listen to me. They got my juices flowing again, y'all. I'm back on the pavement. I'm trying to hit it hard. I'm trying to get these times down. I'm trying to be serious about it. So y'all pray for me. If you want to see me on the pavement and you're here in the upstate of South Carolina, please hit me up on my Facebook page or on my IG page. Let me know where you're running at, and I just might come out and join you. No longer an ambassador, guys. Don't have those responsibilities, and that's a good thing because I'm moving and shaking on other ends of the earth. But just excited about what God is doing in my life right now, and I hope you guys are as well. So I want you know, guys, I have to take care of that housekeeping before I get into my content for today. And today I want to talk about frustration. I don't know if you guys know what frustration is. I actually have a definition here. One definition is the inability to change or becoming frustrated. I hate when they use the word in the definition, but the inability to change something. So you become frustrated. So feeling some type of way because you can't change things. But the second definition that I really, really love is this one right here. The prevention of success and the ability to accomplish something. So when you're frustrated, you feel like you're preventing, someone is preventing you, or something is preventing you from being successful, or it's preventing you from being able to accomplish something that you want to accomplish. And I really, really like that definition out of those definitions when I read about frustration. And I know many of us get frustrated. It's only normal and natural to get frustrated. I don't want to say, hey, we shouldn't be getting frustrated. No, everybody gets frustrated, and there are things that definitely can make us frustrated. But I want us to focus on that prevention. Like, you know, only you can stop you, really. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, sometimes it takes two to tango. There's two people in a relationship. There's, you know, different relationships that you may be involved in that may be frustrating, or something that's frustrating you. But only you can stop you. And so I wanted to drop by today to encourage you guys. Somebody is frustrated today. Somebody's listening to this message and they just got through venting to someone else because of their frustrations. But I want to encourage you today to keep it moving, guys. I get it. I get frustrated quite often. Anybody who has any young adults, anybody who has any kids, period, anybody who's been married for longer than 10 days, anybody who has to deal with people on a daily basis, I guarantee you, you will get frustrated. If you've not gotten frustrated yet, just keep on going, keep on living, and I guarantee you that frustration is coming your way as well. But I do believe that it's all in how we begin to channel our own energy towards that frustration and those people or that thing, right? So everything is on us, guys. Y'all know my mantra, action is required. There's always something that you can do. There's always something that you should be doing. And today I'm coming by to tell you, you know, when you get frustrated, you have to just kind of get control over your emotions, your thoughts, and see what things, because when we talk about something preventing you from doing something, how do we move that thing out of the way? How do we get around that thing? How do we make that thing do what we want it to do, right? So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about something or someone preventing you from success, preventing you from moving forward in the way that you would like to move forward. And guys, there are so many variables in that, like I said, but somebody is frustrated today. Somebody is dealing with something today. And like I said, I just stopped by to encourage you is that this too shall pass, but it'll pass a lot sooner. It'll pass a lot better. It'll pass a lot easier when you shift your paradigm, when you shift your thinking from allowing people to really come into your space and control your frustrations. Like I said, frustrations are natural. I'm not saying that you won't have them, but you are in charge of how you respond to them. You are in charge of how long you want to be frustrated. You are in charge of how much you're going to give that person or that thing any space to continue to make you frustrated. So let's take charge of the things that we have control over. You know what I mean? So I coach people on a daily basis, guys, and so many people waste coaching sessions instead of focusing on what they need to do to change their behavior or their situation. They focus on that thing or that person that they're frustrated with. And I'm here today to tell you, take your power back. Stop focusing on that person or that thing that's got you frustrated, and put your energy more so in how you can better deal with that situation, how you can better respond to those types of situations instead of just focusing on the thing. Because yes, it is great to vent. It is great to get things out. But in all honesty, guys, APM Powers, Coach Pride is coming to you today to tell you that's really a waste of your time. Yeah, you need to get it out. You need to release. But there are so many ways that we can release, i.e., y'all, I'm back on my BGR thing. I'm back on my stroll. I'm back on my run. By the way, did I mention that I PR'd in this race that I just had this past weekend? You know, I have been running like some times that were very inconsistent and not good. But in this race, I pushed myself. And that's what I'm encouraging you to do today. Push yourself, but also figure out what you can do to better gauge when you become frustrated. My daughter, when she was in high school, she asked for a punching bag. She never got the punching bag, but I did get her some gloves. And even, like, seriously, putting on those gloves, first off, it's a workout, okay? Anytime you punching something or boxing or jumping around or whatever, that is some great exercise. And it's actually some exercise that I guarantee you, your first time out the gate, you're not really going to be able to do for more than one to two minutes, okay? If you do, hey, that's kudos to you. But it's just a great workout. It's moving those arms, but it's also relieving some of that frustration. It's relieving stress. So she wanted to punch on the bag in order to relieve some stress because she had frustrations. I mean, you know, she's a teenager, and y'all know how teenagers are. If you got any, and if you ain't got none yet, just keep living. When you were a teenager, remember your frustrations? Remember how you thought your parents didn't know anything, et cetera, et cetera? I could get on the soapbox about that because I got a couple of those just lingering around the house. But anywho, back to what I was saying. Figure out what you need to do to channel those frustrations. Figure out what you need to do to release that frustration without really feeling like you got to go on a negative tangent of either one, cussing somebody out. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't even give them that much time. Number two, wasting somebody else's time, using them as a dump truck for your venting session. And number three, allowing them to take up space in your head. Like, let's just stop all of that. Let's not do any of those things. Let's figure out what better ways to deal with our frustration, to respond to our frustration, and to counter that frustration and control that frustration for ourselves. Because ultimately, guys, ladies and gentlemen, ultimately, it really boils down to you. You are in control of you, no one else. You can blame someone else, but ultimately, it boils down to you. OMG, I took this class while I was at the conference this past weekend, and there was this young lady, Lord, I don't care, remember her last name, but her first name was Nicole. She's out of California, and she wrote a book, and I think the book has something to do with RISE, R-I-S-E, and she talked about identifying the problems, guys. And a lot of times, and so I immediately knew the answer to the question. I won't go through her acronym because, again, I'm not here to share somebody else's thoughts. These are just my thoughts, but a lot of things can get my juices flowing, and her class really did. So shout out to Nicole. But her eye was identify like what's causing you whatever your issues are. So identifying what's causing you your frustrations, and I guarantee you it's really going to come back to you, okay? And so she had like three little bubbles on the little thing she had. And what I wrote in my bubbles was me, myself, and I. Because that's the only thing preventing me from doing anything that I want to do, from preventing me from being whoever I want to be, and preventing me from moving in however direction I would like to move in me. Okay, so we've got to stop giving that power. So that's the first thing, guys. Stop giving that power to whatever's frustrating you and take that power back for yourself. What can you do differently? Put the onus on you. Accountability is a lost art in today's society. Nobody wants to be accountable for their own actions, let alone the actions of others. So I am saying to you, you need to identify. You don't need to identify anything because I'm telling you, it's you. You are the cause, you the problem, and you are the solution. And the good news about that is that if you start acting today, if you put one foot in front of the other today, there is nothing that can stop you. When you're determined, when you make a decision in your head that you're going to be successful, you're going to do a thing, nobody can stop you except yourself. And when you receive that, that is accountability. That is you taking responsibility for your own actions. That's not blaming nobody. That's not that woe is me mentality. We don't subscribe to that here over at AP Empowers. So If you guys are listening to this today and it's blessing you, I definitely want you to hit share. But I also want you to comment. I want you to comment on this podcast and let me know what you're thinking about, how you're affected by whatever's frustrating you today. And I really want you to analyze that thing. So whatever frustrated you this morning, whatever frustrated you this afternoon, whatever frustrated you this evening, I want you to get out your notepad. I want you to start writing down what that thing was and how did you respond to it. You don't have to write that part down, but you need to rehearse in your head how you responded to whatever that frustration was for you. And then we need to see how you can go about fixing that thing, right? How you can go about maybe responding different next time. How you can go about making sure that there is growth in your mental capacity, in your mental state, so that when these types of things come up, they really just roll off your back, or you're able to walk away, or you're able to not get into a mode to where you're fixing to spend 2 and 3 and 4 or whatever, however many hours explaining to someone else about the frustration. No, take some action and take some accountability and take some responsibility and do the things that you, not me, you need to do for you to make yourself better, to make that situation go away and not continue to take up space in your head. Again, guys, I'm not saying I don't get frustrated, but I'm going to tell you what I have learned. I've learned that when I don't give something energy and when I don't give something time, it goes away. I've learned that when I get out of there on the pavement, I run out a lot of my woes. I run out a lot of my frustrations. And then last but not least, guys, when I can't do it, I call my therapist. And yes, I am currently seeing a therapist actively because I need it. Because I needed to work through some things that I dealt with COVID. I needed to work through some things that I was dealing with my family. I needed to work through some things. And so with that being said, you can't be afraid to seek help. You can't be afraid to ask for help. It can't just always be your mama. It can't just always be your sister. It can't just always be that person that you always feel like you need to go to. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, we do need professional help. And therapy is a great thing. Therapy is about growth. I tell you what, I want you to grow just like I'm growing, which is why I'm sharing that with you. Some people may judge. Some people may look at it. So many people want to say, no, I don't need a therapist. I ain't doing that. I ain't da, da, da. But they're still dealing with that same stuff that they were dealing with last week, last month, last year. So you can choose to complain about it. You can choose to cry about it. You can choose to be in your own little pity party world about it. Or you can take some action. And you guys know that that's what I'm all about. I'm all about action. What are you willing to do to get yourself to the next level? Now, y'all know I'm a coach and I promote coaching. But sometimes step one starts with you. Okay? Sometimes step one starts with you just kind of owning your stuff. Kind of figuring out, you know what? I might be just a tad bit frustrated with me. And how I'm behaving. And the things that I'm doing. And the actions that I'm taking. It might just be me. I don't know, y'all. That mirror, when you look in it, it looks right back at you, right? So hopefully this conversation today about frustration has blessed you. Hopefully you can take something away from this. If you've got something right now as you're listening to this podcast that has frustrated you, I want you to deal with it. I don't want you to run from it. Because a lot of times when we run from things, it's like we get on a cycle. And that cycle, it just continues to happen. And you'll find this. And maybe, you know, today it was your husband or your wife. Well, tomorrow it'll be your boss or your supervisor. But it's really a cycle. It's because you're so accustomed to that. And I don't know if y'all believe this or not, but some people live for the drama. Some people live for those cycles because they're so mentally used to dealing with those types of things. If they don't have drama, if they don't have chaos, if they don't have frustration, they don't feel like they're normal. And I'm telling you that that's not normal. And I want you to seek some help. I want you to call a friend. I want you to call a therapist. I want you to do what you need to do to get yourself back right, ladies and gentlemen. This is AP Empowers coming to you guys today to encourage, to empower, and to inspire you to be better today than you were yesterday, better tomorrow than you are today. Guys, keep growing. Y'all know that's what I'm about. I thank you guys so much for tuning in today. And again, I am committed to you guys. I think about you guys all the time. I write down little notes. There are so many different things that I, you know, jot down that I want to talk to you guys about. But today it just so happened to be frustration. And I set out in August, I had done a whole recording, guys, and someone either called me or something happened where I got distracted, and somehow my podcast recording did not get saved. And so obviously, guys, that was a downer, a little bit of a frustration. So I decided to move forward, and now I'm coming to you guys today here in September with a very similar podcast, because guys, this stuff just really comes out of my heart and it comes off my head. Yes, sometimes I do take some notes and I do write some things down, but for the most part, you know, this is what I do. I am a coach. I am a motivator. So it really does kind of come somewhat natural to me, but I appreciate those that continue to listen in on AP Empowers. I appreciate those that continue to support. We are currently seeking sponsorship here for AP Empowers, and we are looking for ladies. I want some other females to come on here and to be able to empower you guys, and I can interview them and they can share, you know, their story. My story is not like everybody else's story. We're all out here, but we're put here for a purpose, and I'm trying to walk and live out my purpose by encouraging you guys, because I know that that's what I've been put here to do. And I'm so thankful for those, like I said, that continue to support, continue to share my podcast, continue to listen, continue to send me messages. I actually have a new podcast page, guys. This podcast is being brought to you by Anchor, right? But I have a new podcast page that is also going to be coming forward to you guys. It's also on iHeartRadio. It's on Pandora. It's on TuneIn. So I got a lot of platforms out there where you can reach me if you're not listening to me just through Anchor. But again, thank you guys so much for today. Y'all continue to send those positive vibes now and do the right thing. Don't allow that frustration to take you to a place that you aren't willing to go, because trust me, it'll take you there and it'll keep you there longer than you even want to stay. So deal with your frustrations, you know, face them head on, but try to figure out how you can minimize allowing yourself to be frustrated, because frustrations ultimately come because we're really putting too much stock in something or someone else, right? You take control back over your situation, and I guarantee you'll thank me later. AP Empower signing off, guys. Y'all be blessed. Have a great day.